From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo will shortly contact Hasan Al-Bolkiah, the Asian 2021 chair, to discuss the possibility of holding the Asian leaders' meeting in pursuit of solution to Myanmar crisis. As reported by Trans Agency, the president noted in a statement from the Bogor Presidential Palace in West Java on Friday that he will soon hold talks with the Sultan of Brunei Darussalam as the Asian chair to look into the possibility of holding an Asian leaders' meeting to discuss the crisis in Myanmar. Widodo sought a prompt reconciliation dialogue to restore democracy, peace, and stability in Myanmar. He also said public safety and welfare must be the main priority. The Indonesian government also called to promptly end the violence in Myanmar that had inflicted suffering on the people at large. The president stated on behalf of himself and the entire Indonesian nation, he extends deep condolences and sympathy to the victims and their relatives due to the use of violence in Myanmar. The health ministry is targeting to inoculate the 50,630 senior citizens across Indonesia who have registered for Hajj pilgrimage by the end of March this year. As reported by the Trans Agency Secretary General of the Health Ministry, Oscar Primadi, while observing a vaccination program for elderly pilgrims at Wibawa Mukti Stadium in Cikarang, Bekasi District, West Java on Friday, stated that it must be complete in March. The government hopes that Indonesian Hajj pilgrims will be ready ahead of their departure if Hajj pilgrimage is conducted this year. He informed the government is still awaiting confirmation from the Saudi Arabian authorities regarding the Hajj pilgrimage in 2021. The vaccination of Hajj pilgrims is a preparatory move in case the pilgrimage is allowed this year. He further said all Hajj pilgrims have undergone intensive health checks since last year, including receiving meningitis vaccination. Chief of the COVID-19 Handling and National Economic Recovery Committee, KPC PEN, Erlangga Hartarto, confirmed that micro-scale public activity restriction, or PPKM, had been extended and expanded to 5 provinces over the subsequent fortnight. As quoted by the Trans Agency Erlangga during a virtual press conference held to discuss the micro-scale PPKM on Friday, said that for ensuring effectiveness in handling COVID-19 while the government conducts vaccinations in parallel, the micro-scale PPKM had been extended from March 23rd to April 5th and expanded to 5 other areas such as South Kalimantan, Central Kalimantan, North Sulawesi, West Nusa Tenggara and East Nusa Tenggara. Hartarto, concurrently the coordinating minister for economy, noted that the micro-scale PPKM was extended after being found effective in reducing the rate of active cases, both in terms of quantity and percentage. Some 3.5 million people will receive the COVID-19 vaccination under a self-funded vaccination program. It was said by the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Deputy Chairman of 4 Organization, Memberships and Regional Empowerment Anindya Bakri in Batam, Riau Island Province, as reported by Trans Agency on Friday. He said the number of people registered for self-funded vaccination reaches 3.5 million. The government believes the number will increase in the future. Bakri pointed out that thousands of companies had voiced support for the self-funded vaccination program. Kadin will register all of them and the government will later verify them. Let's move on to the international news. More than 1,000 people fleeing violence in Myanmar have crossed into neighboring India's Mizoram state since late February. As reported by Reuters.com, the Member of Parliament from Mizoram, K. Fanlalvena, stated, "With that number likely to rise further, authorities in the small northeastern state are pushing federal authorities to help build designated refugees camp near the border. Otherwise," he said, "all the refugees will be scattered everywhere in India." The influx into India began in late February, weeks after Myanmar's military staged a coup, triggering a wave of protests as people demanded a return to the civilian government led by Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi. According to an activist group, at least 234 people have been killed since February 1st coup began, and thousands have been detained. Myanmar's military has said that it has only used force when necessary. Germany will supply general practitioners with vaccines and deliver additional doses to regions of the Czech and French border as it seeks to get its rollout back on track, following a three-day pause in using the AstraZeneca shot. As reported by Reuters.com, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that after a meeting with the leaders of Germany's 16 federal states, case numbers have been rising in Germany, driven by an easing of restriction in recent weeks just as a more transmissible variant of the virus has spread, underlining the need to accelerate vaccination to protect the vulnerable. U.S. and Chinese officials have exchanged sharp rebukes in the first high-level talks between the Biden administration and China, taking place in Alaska. Escorted by BBC.com, Chinese officials accuse the U.S. of inciting countries to attack China, while the U.S. said China had arrived intent on grandstanding. Relations between the two superpowers are at their most strained for years. The U.S. pledged to raise contentious issues such as Beijing treatment of Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. The ill-tempered talks in Anchorage involved Secretary of State Antony Blinken and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on the U.S. side, facing off with China's most senior foreign policy officials Yang Jiechi and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. However, a U.S. official said the subsequent talks behind closed doors had been substantive, serious and direct, and ran over the plan 2 hours. That was the news. First news comes from Kudus Central Java. The government of Kudus Regency Central Java has confirmed that it will negate the implementation of the Dandangan tradition, which is usually enlivened by a night market to welcome Ramadan fasting month. The reason is there is still a pandemic period, and area also has the status of the orange zone of COVID-19 transmission. Acting Regent of Kudus Hartopo in Kudus last Wednesday said the Dandangan traditions might invite crowds of visitors from outside the region. The Dandangan tradition in Kudus is usually enlivened by the Dandangan ceremony, displaying the cultural potential of several villages in Kudus with a kirap or parade route on the protocol roads. On arrival at the Alun-Alun, the participants of the procession usually stage an act to tell a simple story about the development of Islam. The ceremony is usually closed by beating the drum by the officials of the relevant agencies to sign the beginning of the fasting month of Ramadan. Next news comes from Kulon Progo, Yogyakarta. The Culture Office of Kulon Progo Regency Yogyakarta Special Region held the Langen Carita Festival 2021 at the Kulon Progo Cultural Park from March 16 to 19 to preserve local culture and stories. The head of the Kulon Progo Cultural Service, Niken Probo Laras, said last Wednesday that the Langen Carita 2021 festival was present as a response to the tendency of children's game arts or dolanan to be disappearing over time and increasingly unrecognized by children today. Meanwhile, the region of Kulon Progo Sutejo hopes that the 2021 Langen Carita Festival could raise local stories to add to the love for the region itself, as well as to get to know local stories that exist in the community. The 2021 Langen Story Festival was attended by 12 sub-districts in Kulon Progo District. Last news comes from Gunung Kidul District, Yogyakarta. The Cultural Service of Gunung Kidul Regency, Yogyakarta Special Region, conducted an investigation into the grave of the former Gunung Kidul Regents in the context of writing the history of the development of this area from time to time. Head of the Gunung Kidul Culture Service, Agus Kamtono, said that apart from tracing the location of the tomb, the Culture Office was also tracing the historical traces of their leadership, including when and how long the terms of office they held at that time. This is because many people do not know the history of previous leaders. Meanwhile, head of the History, Language and Literature Divisions of the Gunung Kidul Dispute, Sigit Pramudianto, hopes that all of these tombs can be found this year, because later it will complete the anniversary of Gunung Kidul Regency, which falls on May 27th. That was news from across Indonesia.
Listener, here is Today in History. March 20, 1956, Tunisia declared its independence from France. Since 1881, Tunisia became a nation under the French protectorate. After the end of World War I, Tunisian people began to trigger resistance movements. This movement succeeded in liberating Tunisia from France after the end of World War II. The Republic of Tunisia is located in the northern tip of the African continent, across the European continent, and it is separated by the Mediterranean Sea. Tunisia is in the crossroads among Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. March 20, 1995, sarin gas attack happened in subway Tokyo. A number of packages containing sarin gas, a quite deadly neurotoxin, spread through the subway system in Tokyo, Japan on March 20, 1995, local time. At least 12 people died and 5 people others were injured as a result of the gas attack carried out by the Aum Shinrikyo, a religious sect. The Aum Shinrikyo sect was chaired by Soko Asahara, a 40-year-old blind man. March 20th is commemorated as World Storytelling Day. It began in Sweden around 1991 until 1992 with the name World Storytelling Day. 5 years later, on March 20th, 1997, storytellers in Perth, Australia celebrated such a commemoration, namely Celebration of Story. At the same time, Mexico and several countries in South America also commemorated World Storytelling Day. Since then, the world has agreed that March 20th is commemorated as World Storytelling Day. The main goal is to make the storyteller's relationship solid. Well, listener, that's Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Mungkin
tune to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pertamina and UGM collaborate to strengthen new and renewable energy development. State-owned oil and gas company PT Pertamina collaborates with Gajah Mada University in order to strengthen the development of new and renewable energy through education, research, and community development. This collaboration was realized by signing three agreements between the UGM Chancellor, Panut Mulyono, and three president directors of Pertamina subsidiaries. The first is a memorandum of understanding with the chief executive officers of power and new renewable energy subholding Pertamina, Danif Danusah Putro, for the construction of a solar power plant in Gajah Mada University. The second was signed jointly with the president director of PT Pertamina Geothermal Energy, Ahmad Yuniarto, regarding support for education, research, and community development programs related to new and renewable energy. Meanwhile, the third agreement is a cooperation agreement signed by the CEO of Refining and Petrochemical Subholding Pertamina, Joko Priyono, for the development of microalgae-based new and renewable energy. The signing of the three collaboration took place in Jakarta on Tuesday, March 16, witnessed by the Minister of State Secretary Pratikno as Chairman of the UGM Board of Trustees and Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi as member of the UGM Board of Trustees and Pertamina's President Director, Nika Widiawati. Pratikno in his remarks has quoted on Pertamina's website hope that universities will see and understand more about the needs of the community so that more innovation from universities could be developed for industry. He also hopes that the agreement between Pertamina and UGM can become a sample collaboration between industries and universities. Pratikno emphasized that the government was tremendous support for this collaboration for Indonesia's energy independence. On this occasion, Pertamina President Director Nika Widiawati stated that the collaboration between Pertamina Group and UGM was a positive and encouraging step. In line with the world energy transition, Indonesia must also make a move to make an energy transition from fossil energy to renewable energy. Nika Widiawati explained together with UGM, Pertamina has conducted a study on the process of algae and use cooking oil into bio-crude and biofuel, which are widely available in Indonesia because it has around 17,000 islands and a long coastline. UGM makes breakthroughs in the fields of research and Pertamina develops biodiesel. Nika also explained, besides managing geothermal, there is another potential to be developed, namely hydrogen energy. All geothermal's work areas are open to UGM research in order to generate future energy. That was My Indonesia.
Betapa ku suka padamu, hingga tak kuasa ku menahan kelakuanku, berdebar keras hatiku ini. Setiap ku lihat kau berdiri di hadapanku, apa yang harus ku katakan?
Customer Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, there is a unique circular white cake in Indramayu Regency, West Java, because this cake is usually served by Indramayu people only once a year. It is Cimplo cake. This cake is made from rice flour and cassava tapai, which makes this cake taste distinctive. Another uniqueness of this Cimplo cake is that it is served with liquid brown sugar and grated coconut. How to eat it is by dipping it in brown sugar. Indramayu people call it as dicoco. Cimplo cake, which is flat with a diameter of about 4 until 5 cm, has a soft texture and a sweet savory taste that is appetizing. Indramayu people believe that Cimplo cake, which is usually served once a year in the month of Safar, can be used for rejecting calamity. According to local belief, the month of Safar is also called the month of calamity, which means disaster. Indramayu people believe that in Safar month, 1,000 kinds of diseases come down to earth. So don't be surprised if you visit Indramayu in October, which is also the month of Safar according to the Hijri calendar. You will see housewives making large quantities of these traditional cakes. Indramayu people also call the Safar month as the Cimplo month because at that time, fellow Indramayu residents, especially in Lelea sub-district, share their homemade cimplo with relatives, neighbors, and people they know to keep in touch. They call this tradition with the term Irim Irim. Listener, if you visit Indramayu in October, cimplo cake is a must-eat snack. Besides tasting good, this cake also has an interesting philosophy. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Atau
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
In early 2021, the Institute for Economics and Peace released an annual report containing the ranking of the safest countries in the world, or the Global Peace Index. This report examines 163 countries in the world in order of the highest level of security to the lowest level of security. From the results of this study, Indonesia has managed to enter the ranks as one of the safest countries in Asia. Indonesia gets a GPI score of 1,831 and is in the category of countries with a high level of security. Some of the important components that are used to evaluate the index include internal conflicts, crime rates, murder rates, and terrorism incidents. In addition, there are three important factors that determine the level of security of a country: factors of ongoing international and domestic conflicts, factors of public safety and security, and factors of militarization were also taken into account. Meanwhile, for the preparation of the report, other factors were also used, such as the number of internal and external violent conflicts, level of confidence, potential for terrorist acts, number of killings, military spending as a percentage of gross domestic product or GDP. A score is then calculated for each country shown in a report. The lower the score, the higher the country's ranking in terms of security. Apart from Indonesia, there are 9 ASEAN countries that are in the high security level category, namely Bhutan, Malaysia, Qatar, Taiwan, Kuwait, Mongolia, South Korea, Laos, and Timor-Leste. Meanwhile, the ranks of countries with a very high level of security for the ASEAN region are occupied by Singapore and Japan. In terms of ranking for the world level, Indonesia is in the 49th position out of 1,963 countries. Meanwhile, for the ASEAN region, Indonesia occupies the 11th position out of 40 countries. And listener, that's miscellany for today.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Bunga Teratai to be sung by Henny Puriandari. The song Bunga Teratai tells one of the various types of flowers. In this song, the songwriter Marjo Kahar expresses his admiration for the beauty of the lotus that grows on the surface of the water. This song depicts when the sun begins to shine in the morning, the lotus is swaying, dancing in the clear water. This view can comfort a sad heart. Listener, here is Henny Puriandari with the keroncong song entitled Bunga Teratai. Happy listening!
Senyum simpulmu merayu. bagaikan purnama. Setiap pagi engkau menari di air yang jernih.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Thank you.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safidadala. See you on the next English program.